7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us on the line this weekend as we head into Easter weekend. I'm assuming that everything's closed down today in Washington, D.C. with the Good Friday holiday, right?
It is. It is. And delighted to give my staff time off for Good Friday. And they'll be back at work on Monday. But it's a great weekend for those of us who believe that Easter is a key focal point of the holiday or the calendar every year. So, yeah, we're off today, but glad to be on the phone with you this morning.
All right. This was also the week where we officially had to, at the very last minute for some folks, other folks got it done earlier, file your taxes, April 15th, the tax deadline. Lots of debate. It seems like it's kind of cooled down the discussions of flat tax, other things. It usually more pops up during the presidential election years. What's percolating right now? Is there any push one way or the other going on in Washington, D.C.?
Well, we do know that Dave Camp from Michigan, who chairs the Powerful Ways and Means Committee in Congress, came out several weeks ago with a draft document, discussion document on comprehensive tax reform that has caught a lot of attention by special interest groups and otherwise, taking a look at how it affects them. It makes a less confusing tax code. It reduces basically to two tax rates, 25% and 10%. Takes away a lot of deductions and credits and things like that in order to simplify, but then reduces the actual tax and spreads it across a much larger cross spectrum of people and organizations. And so, had a lot of comments on that, and I applaud Dave for bringing it out. Gives us a chance to move forward. It took some aspects of the flat tax, also took some aspects of the fair tax proposal. They had hearings on both. So we'll see what develops. But in Washington right now, still the key concern is the budget, which the House passed last week, and the whole issue of the Affordable Care Act, which is the largest tax increase in the history of the United States, has 20 separate taxes in it. And added to the 442 tax increase proposals that this president has offered since he took office, tax policy is still a key issue of concern in Washington.
Now, Dave Camp is not running for re-election. Who carries the torch for him in Washington now?
Well, we'll see. He has the rest of this year as chairman, so that will continue. And that was one of the reasons why Dave did not run for U.S. Senate. He wanted to continue pushing this. A setback took place when his colleague in the Senate, the Democrat Max Baucus, who worked very well with Dave, and they were touring the country together, getting issues addressed and concerns about tax reform. When he decided to take the appointment to the ambassador of China, that really was a bit of a setback. And I believe that Dave will continue pushing us to consider how we move forward in this. It's something we need to do. But whoever takes that committee in the next go-around, and many think it will be Paul Ryan, who is now chair of the Budget Committee. Paul becomes chair of Ways and Means, I'm sure the tax policy will continue.
All right. How much of that will play a role, do you think, in the presidential election?
Probably not as much as other things. When I have town hall meetings, and have had numerous of those this week, in fact, back in the district, the key concern is the onslaught of government and people's lives and liberty. And second only to that is the Affordable Care Act and the impact on people's lives. And we're finding people, honestly speaking, that think that they are better off because of Obamacare. But again, the overwhelming majority of people that are talking about it are not better off and believe that they have been hurt in various ways by the Affordable Care Act. So that issue stays alive and will continue, along with the other issues of jobs and the economy. So I don't think that the tax policy issue, because it is so confusing, will be first and foremost in people's minds. It certainly is one of those top on my mind. But there are so many issues of frustration that have taken place with this administration and the sluggish economy, job growth, and all of the above, that people's minds are moving backwards and forwards on all sorts of crises. And Ken, you and I have talked before about Saul Alinsky's approach, that this president was mentored by Saul Alinsky on how to move things forward, and that's keep people in crisis modes and you really can't fixate and concentrate on one thing and that solution. And that's a challenge in dealing with this administration in both Congress as well as the White House.
All right, let's have some fun with this. So we're 2 years away from the presidential election, but are you handicapping the race at all? And who are your front runners right now? And maybe just on the Republican side.
I tell you what, in all honesty, there is no front runner yet. It's too far out. We have some great individuals that are developing out there, including some that are running for re-election in their respective offices right now, like Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin. He, of course, has shown his ability to survive and to work in a bipartisan situation. So you have a guy like him, a very strong conservative, strong governor. And then you have a governor like Chris Christie, the strong governor, works in a bipartisan way, and yet has taken hits from both the liberal and conservative sides. And then you have U.S. senators like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. So it's a broad-based setting there. I have personal favorites that I'm looking at right now, like Scott Walker. Mm-hmm. I appreciate his work and his efforts to a great degree.
I did not hear you mention Jeb Bush.
I don't think Jeb will run. I think very likely his statement about immigration a couple weeks ago was probably a way to take himself out of the running.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting, another Bush-Clinton election?
Yeah, it would be, but I'm not sure that the Bush name is ready for prime time again, having had two presidents, Bushes already. And I'm not sure that, though I've served with Jeb on a education committee back when I was in the State House, and I like Jeb. He's a real leader, yet I'm not sure the country is ready for another Bush at this time. So we'll watch this. In the end, the people will decide in the primary election process who the candidate for the Democrat and Republican Party will be, and hopefully people will think very clearly that we need to move this country forward and moves best under freedom and limited government. And you know, you can expect that I would say I want the limited government approach, and that has to be a Republican. And that's the type of Republican candidate I'll be pushing for in the coming election.
All right, Congressman, thank you for the time, and have a happy and holy Easter weekend.
Yeah, it is a great weekend, and I appreciate that. You as well.
All right, bye-bye now. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning.